I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. In a stunning policy reversal, Governor Peter Shumlin is dropping his plan to tighten Medicaid eligibility rules for pregnant women. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Less than 24 hours after delivering his budget address to the legislature, Governor Peter Shumlin has scrapped a controversial plan that was designed to cut $5 million from the state's Medicaid budget. The proposal made it harder for some low-income pregnant women to qualify for Medicaid. The administration argued that these women could still get coverage by getting a policy on the state's health care exchange. But now Shumlin says the plan was a mistake.
I don't want to use this as a way to cost pregnant women more money. And I've said to my team this morning, listen, there's plenty of ways to save money in the budget. Go back to the legislature and give them alternatives of other ways to make savings.
But Shumlin is not backing away from a plan to tax independent doctors and dentists to raise $17 million for the Medicaid program. He says it's a fair tax because hospitals and physicians employed by hospitals currently pay this assessment. And he says some of the money will be used to boost Medicaid reimbursement rates. But Senate Health Care Chairwoman Claire Eyre is skeptical about this proposal.
I'd hate to go through these kinds of machinations from a provider's point of view if my reimbursement weren't going to be enough for me to notice at the end of the week.
Eyre says her committee will take a close look at this plan in the coming weeks. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.